Now for another sappy adventure of Goody Two Shoes. Actor.
Grandma Robinson Fly Soap worked for me.
Great run through, Goody. Now, are you ready to shoot the real thing?
I guess so.
You guess so? Look, Goody, either you're ready or you're not.
I don't know about this. You see, I don't like endorsing a product I've never used.
Listen, Goody, the buying public doesn't care if you've tried the product. They just want to hear you say that they should buy it. It's your words that make or break a product. Mr. Joe Consumer is waiting for you to give the green light for them to shell out their hard-earned dough on this piece of crap. Now, are you going to disappoint them, Goody? Are you going to let them down?
Gosh, when you put it that way, it seems like a really big responsibility. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Oh, come on, Goody. What's to worry? I'll have you know that in the history of commercial endorsements, no actor has ever been held personally liable for injury or death caused by their shameless hawking of a lethal product. It's the makers of the product that'll lose their shirt if anything goes wrong, not you.
You mean poor old Grandma Robinson could lose her life savings if someone were to sue for damages? And all because I told them to buy the product? Oh, I don't know. I couldn't do that to Grandma Robinson. I'd never be able to live with myself.
Shit, Goody, there's no Grandma Robinson.
You mean she died?
Hell no, there never was a Grandma Robinson. The name was just a marketing gimmick for a soap manufacturing consortium out of Chicago.
And you want me to perpetuate the myth by falsely recommending a product that I have never tried that's not manufactured by a little old lady from Hannibal, Missouri?
Don't tell me you believe the advertising claptrap printed on the side of the box.
It's all lies? Gosh, I don't think I can go through with this.
All right, Goody, if you say so, but forget the girl next door.
The girl next door?
Oh, sure, just like those commercials where the romance blossoms between strangers who meet over the borrowing of a jar of coffee. We had this whole series planned.
Series?
Sure, you borrow the soap, next you return the soap, next you drop the soap, next the beautiful girl next door is bending over in the shower to hand it back to you. Or better yet, to scrub your entire body. But never mind, Goody, I wouldn't want to compromise your integrity.
What integrity? Get me the girl. How's my hair? What's that line? Grandma Robinson's life soap worked for me.